Manila. Swarms of Japanese planes have attacked the Philippines again. The raid centered on an area directly south of Manila and at the naval base of Olongapo, 50 miles to the west of the capital, and at Clark Field on the north. A total of 113 Japanese planes were sighted. 11 planes were shot down by American forces. Kibyshev, Russia. Pravda, official Communist Party organ, bitterly denounced Japan today. It described Japan's attack on the United States and Great Britain as treacherous. London. Portugal has suspended granting visas to United States and British citizens, the United States Embassy said today. This came from the NBC newsroom. And here's a bulletin just in from San Diego. The all-clear signal sounded over the San Diego area 20 minutes ago. It followed an air raid warning which lasted for more than an hour. Moscow. More than 1,000 German officers and men were killed and 28 towns recaptured on the southwestern front, a Soviet authority reports. These successes were accomplished in 3 days of fighting. This is the NBC newsroom.
Good morning, everybody. Here is your ESSO reporter with more United Press news. Well, there's more good news from the Navy this morning. From Manila, the commander of the Far Eastern Fleet, Admiral Hart, reports that the 29,000-ton Japanese battleship damaged by Navy bombers off the Philippines was put out of control. His statement, made in Manila, supplements the Navy communique issued last night in Washington, which first reported the damaging of the Japanese warship. Now, the score for American planes now is one Japanese battleship sunk, a second battleship crippled, a cruiser sunk, and a Japanese destroyer sunk. Admiral Hart also reports that the Japanese fleet fled when it was contacted by the United States Asiatic Fleet some distance from Manila. Also Manila, Japanese troops are reported to have landed on the southeast tip of Luzon Island, 210 miles from Manila. An official army statement says the Japanese troops apparently landed in the south. On northern Luzon, according to an army communique, Japanese forces have strengthened their positions. But the communique asserts the situation in the north is materially unchanged. Hong Kong. An official British announcement says the Chinese attacks have weakened the Japanese drive on Hong Kong. The Chinese are said to be striking at the flank and the rear of the Japanese forces. Singapore. A late communique indicates that embattled British forces are holding their own against Japanese invaders in Malaya and the Crown Colony of Hong Kong. And now back to Manila. Manila has had two air raid alarms so far today. Nothing happened during the first alarm, and there are no reports yet on the second. Fairbanks, Alaska. The central Alaskan city of Fairbanks will undergo a nightly blackout for the duration of the war. Army authorities have ordered all windows covered and all outdoor lights on buildings darkened. San Diego. The all-clear signal has sounded in San Diego and Los Angeles after a brief early morning alert. San Francisco. The Japanese are contradicting themselves. A communique issued by Imperial Headquarters and broadcast by Tokyo Radio claims that 202 American planes have been destroyed in the Philippines to date. Now, earlier, Tokyo Radio said that 238 American planes had been put out of action. First, it was 238, now it's 202. Tokyo admits the loss of only 9 planes in the Philippines. Buenos Aires. 4 Latin American nations already at war with Japan now have joined the United States in the fight against Germany and Italy. The Cuban declaration is the latest, coming at midnight. Costa Rica, Guatemala, and Nicaragua announced their stands earlier. London. The Air Ministry says that British bombers blasted the important industrial city of Cologne and other targets in western Germany last night. Also London. Russian dispatches claim that the full control of the Donetsk Basin is within reach of the victorious Red Troops. The Soviets are reported advancing on the city of Stalino in that area. New York. That long Brooklyn espionage trial is expected to go to a jury today. 14 defendants face maximum prison sentences of 22 years each if they're convicted on both charges, one of spying and the other of failing to register as a foreign agent. Washington. An early truce among warring labor factions seems virtually assured today, with President Roosevelt's call for a joint labor-industry conference next week to plan for uninterrupted war production. Detroit. The auto industry has formally accepted the drastic passenger car production cuts ordered by Civilian Supply Director Henderson. The action on behalf of the industry was taken by Alvin McCauley, president of the Auto Manufacturers Association. Now, we'll check with the weather in just a second. Buy United States savings, bonds, and stamps. That was the suggestion the ESSER market has broadcast many, many times in peace. Now, in war, the nation's need for financial support is greater than ever. Your money will put the weapons of war into the hands of our armed forces. We'll give you the privilege of sharing in their final triumph. So buy United States savings, bonds, and stamps at your bank, your post office, or your savings and loan association, and buy them just as soon as you can and as often as you can. The weather forecast, going to be fair today with slowly rising temperatures. Pretty chilly right now, the mercury 27 degrees. More ESSO news by your ESSO reporter with United Press News at 12:25. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
San Diego was blacked out for nearly an hour this morning because of the presence of an unidentified plane off the entrance to San Diego Bay and the Great Pacific Naval Base there. And an alert was sounded almost simultaneously at Los Angeles. The Interceptor Command said it was given because of the presence within the Los Angeles warning zone of unidentified planes, probably offshore. The power company at San Diego turned off the streetlights, which was the signal for business houses and homes to be darkened, too. Radio stations were ordered off the air. The San Diego blackout lasted an hour, ending at 6:45 Eastern Standard Time, and the all-clear came in Los Angeles 15 minutes later. Washington began to recover from the first shock of battle today and moved into high gear on a half dozen fronts to make the nation one vast war-making machine. The Senate votes today on a $10 billion defense bill providing funds for planes, Navy machinery, feeding and clothing Army personnel, military highways, and power development. The legislation is expected to go through with a rush almost equal to the speed with which both houses of Congress acted upon President Roosevelt's request for a declaration of war against Germany and Italy yesterday. Defense agencies in Washington rushed plans for mobilizing both men and women for all-out war. There were indications that women will be registered along with older men for the task of replacing fighting-age men in industry. The Selective Service Director, Brigadier General Hershey, says he favors a long-range registration of all of the 40 million men in this country between the ages of 18 and 64. He says it probably will be done on a staggered system to avoid a sudden jam of draft machinery. Other sources indicate that about 500,000 new men will be called to the colors within the next 2 months. There was also talk yesterday of a Navy request soon for the use of selectees, some 50,000 or more. Selective Service Headquarters have notified local draft boards to reclassify ex-servicemen who have been previously exempt from draft training because of their previous experience in the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marine Corps, or National Guard. Their deferment to Class 4A has been withdrawn. And the Army is constructing 27 new cantonments for housing the flood of new troops expected to be called. On the labor front, representatives of both the CIO and AFL will meet with 12 representatives of industry to forestall all future strikes and lockouts in defense industries. President Roosevelt himself put out the call for the conference in Washington and urged that the conference be held next week and asked that a report be made to him on the results of the meeting within, well, to quote the White House directly, within a very few days after convening. The machinery set up by the conference to settle labor disputes is expected to replace the National Defense Mediation Board. The effectiveness of that board was largely lost when its two CIO members resigned over the board's decision on the union shop issue and the captive coal mine strike. Meanwhile, the Office of Production Management made an appeal to the AFL and CIO to swing into a 7-day, 168-hour work week without delay, ordered price ceilings on additional items, and cut the production of automobiles and light trucks for civilian use to about 1/4 the number produced a year ago, a curtailment of 75%. Latin America is rallying to the support of the United States today in our war against Germany and Italy as well as Japan. Four Pan-American nations have already declared war, and others are expected to join the growing lineup today. 10 Latin American nations declared outright war against Japan following the attack on Hawaii Sunday. Cuba is the latest American nation to declare war on Germany and Italy. President Batista signed a declaration at midnight, which had previously passed both houses of Cuban Congress unanimously. That nation voted war on Japan Tuesday. Costa Rica, first to enter the war against Japan, also extended their declaration to include Germany and Italy yesterday, So did Guatemala and Nicaragua. Mexico broke diplomatic relations with Germany and Italy and became an ally of the United States in all respects except an actual declaration of war. The Bank of Mexico froze all Japanese, German, and Italian funds, and Mexican troops are being rapidly moved to West Coast points to protect Lower California. Argentina reaffirmed her support for the United States following the Washington vote for war against Germany and Italy. San Salvador and Bolivia already are blocking the flow of Axis funds out of that country. Brazil has ordered 6 infantry divisions on guard at strategic points, and Peru, Venezuela, and the Dominican Republics also has assured the United States of their support. In Venezuela, the world's third largest oil producer, President Medina, says every precaution is being taken to produce and protect the petroleum fields, pipelines, and refineries. In the war in Europe, the official Communist Party newspaper in the provisional Soviet capital at Kuibyshev bitterly denounced Japan today. And the blast came as Washington wonders what Russia will do about a declaration of war against Japan, and what she will do about letting the United States and Britain use her Siberian bases on the Pacific for an attack on Japan. The Communist paper said that Japan had treacherously attacked the United States and Britain after obviously long preparation, and it predicted that, I quote, "The Japanese aggressor has plunged into a very hazardous adventure which bodes him nothing but defeat." And at the same time, the official Russian communique bitterly taunts Germany on the failure of its greatest offensive of all time. The communique was addressed to the crooks and sharpers of the Hitler gaming houses, and it followed by one day the editorial in the official Soviet newspaper Pravda yesterday, which asserted that Russia would never conclude a separate peace with Germany, that peace would only be possible through an agreement with the United States and Britain after Germany is beaten. The Russian envoy to Washington declares that joint defense against the Axis is the sole hope of civilization. In his own words, quote, "Naturally, we have a common cause and a common enemy. We are fighting Hitler more than anyone else. We fully understand each other." News of the fighting on the Russian front is brief this morning, but the Russian radio was heard to broadcast a communique reporting the Red Army fought the enemy on all fronts during the night. The radio says Russian units on the southwestern front have recaptured 28 towns after 3 days of fighting, and more than 1,000 German officers and men were killed and much war booty captured. Good news still flows from the desert sands of Libya, like an oasis in a worldwide battleground. From Cairo comes the announcement that New Zealand, Indian, and British troops have driven the Axis forces 40 miles westward in the desert beyond Tobruk, in a two-pronged drive from the east and southeast. And the British have captured large quantities of guns, prisoners, and trucks. An Italian communique picked up from the Rome radio admits that heavy fighting is going on west of Tobruk, which indicates they are backing away from the fighting toward West Africa, being slowly driven out of Libya entirely. The Justice Department is rushing arrangements today to handle more than 1 million German, Italian, and Japanese nationals who are now in this country. The department says enemy aliens will be interned only in cases where there is, to quote the government directly, "strong reason to fear for the internal security." But this announcement was not expected to save 2,300 Germans, Italians, and Japanese who have already been seized as dangerous aliens. The Justice Department plans to set up local boards of review to hear their cases. The boards will consist of at least one attorney and 2 eminent citizens appointed by Attorney General Biddle. Recommendations for these boards will be made by the United States District Attorneys in the country's 94 judicial districts. The aliens will be permitted to see attorneys, write letters subject to censorship, and use the telephone under supervision. Friends can learn the whereabouts of the alien seized through the FBI, United States Attorney Offices, or the Immigration Service. Their names will not be made public. Meanwhile, every precaution is being taken to protect the aliens of Germany, Italy, and Japan, and it has been made clear that the same consideration is expected for American diplomats in the Axis countries. The difficulties of transportation are expected to delay the departure of the enemy envoys from this country and the repatriation of our own diplomats, news correspondents, and other Americans. The United States has a staff of 66 in the Berlin Embassy, 33 in Rome, and 45 in Tokyo. And there are more than 100 in other parts of the Far East under Japanese control. Switzerland probably will act for the United States in arranging the return of our diplomats in Japan. One American ambassador is involved, only one, Joseph Grew at Tokyo with Mrs. Grew. The American naval attaché, Henry Smith Hutton in Tokyo, and the American consul, Stanley Slavens, also have their wives with them. American correspondents in Rome and Berlin are under detention, and it is assumed that our writers in Tokyo are also being detained. The United States is holding Japanese, German, and Italian correspondents in this country, but they are being treated well and will probably be released after questioning. Now we would like to make a correction. A few moments ago, we referred to Captain Colin Kelly, Jr., the hero who sank the Japanese battleship as a United States Navy flyer. This is incorrect. Colin Kelly, Jr. was a member of the Army Air Force. Here's a bulletin just picked up by NBC's shortwave listening post. The Australian radio reports that the country's Air Force has been thrown into action against the Japanese at Malaya. Here's a story delayed from the American Army headquarters in Iceland. It's about the boys up there and how they took the news that we were at war with the countries of the Axis. The troops were hungry for news, and they gathered around their radios with the British to hear the latest. And when the news came, one American top sergeant said, "We've been on edge here so long, it's good to know we're actually in it. Now we can get it over with and go home." This news came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company. Philadelphia. Arrangements have been completed for the evacuation of almost one half of all Philadelphia's public schools in the event of an air raid. The old-fashioned buildings have been listed as unsafe for shelters. Philadelphia's City Hall, or rather City Hall Tower, has been closed for the duration, and visitors are banned from the police radio control room in the City Hall. Baltimore. The entire Maryland State Guard has been called out for wartime protection duty by Governor O'Connor. The 2,500 officers and men have been called with the approval of the War Department. At the same time, defense officials expressed complete satisfaction with Maryland's first blackout test at Easton last night. From Hollywood, film studios will open at 8 a.m. and close at 5 p.m. beginning Monday. This action has been taken to allow sufficient time in daylight for the studio personnel to arrive at their work and sufficient daylight time to return home. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom.
The latest news, London. The Admiralty has just announced that a British submarine has torpedoed an Italian cruiser in the central Mediterranean, and it is probably sunk. Mexico City. The United Press says Mexico handed passports to the German and Italian ministers today. Washington. President Roosevelt revealed today that the British have offered to furnish us with strategic defense materials if we run short. New York. The United Press reports the CIO auto workers appealed today to the three major automobile manufacturers to institute a fourth working shift and put in 7 days a week on their defense contracts. This is the latest news from the NBC newsroom. Washington. Speaker Rayburn has just announced that Congress will start work immediately on an act to require all men in the nation from 18 to 65 to register. Those between 19 and 45 would be liable for active service. Washington. President Roosevelt revealed today that the American Red Cross will begin a drive at once to raise a $50 million war relief fund. Again, Washington. President Roosevelt struck out at persons in either public or private life who utter statements revealing military information. It's the latest news from the NBC newsroom.
The Chinese government has offered the United States all that China has to win this war with Japan. The offer was made in a message to President Roosevelt from Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek. The message said China will stand with the United States until the Pacific and the whole world are freed from the curse of brute force and endless perfidy. This news from the NBC newsroom.